谢主内弟兄姊妹和来访的朋友，圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas to all our brothers and sisters and visiting friends.
请大家把你的圣经翻到诗篇的113篇。
Please open your Bibles to Psalms
今年九月，一位很有想法的深圳的农民工名叫吉峰，写信给著名的记者傅建峰，让他在今年十月份的时候，在苹果公司发布新一代 iPhone 手机的时候呢，把这封信公开在媒体上，并转发给乔布斯。
In the September of this year, a farmer in a Chinese farmer wrote a letter to a reporter asking him to publicize this letter when Apple announced its newest generation iPhone and hoping that this letter would eventually make it into the hands of Steve Jobs.
那标题是乔布斯先生，你可以为世界带来一个真正的苹果。
And so he said, Dear Mr. Jobs, you can bring the world a true Apple.
他是大概是这样写的这封信。乔布斯先生你好，我是中国的农民工，和你说说农民工的问题。
So, dear Mr. Jobs, how are you? You know, I hope you're doing well, and I would like to I'm a farmer in China, and I'd like to discuss with you some of the issues with farmers in China.
农民工处在为填饱肚子都挣扎的生存状态，没有发展和希望，一生都难以改变命运。农民工难以想象为什么自己生产这么好的苹果产品，所得却这样少，生活条件却这样的差。
As a farmer, we're struggling every day just to fill our stomachs. We have no hope of for any kind of development in the future. And so to change our fate, and all of us are. It's difficult to understand that we are participating in the make of the production of such a wonderful product, and yet our own lives are so helpless.
听闻您身体有恙，愿神祝福您，也祝福所有世上受欺压无依靠的人。
I hear that you're not doing well, and so I hope that God will bless you and bless all of those who are poor and oppressed in the world.
我们知道神没有祝福乔布斯先生的身体，在 iPhone 发布不久，他就因癌症去世了。
Well, we know that Steve Jobs passed away from cancer.Not long after the announcement.
不管吉峰自己信不信神，他愿意在意识中虚构出一位神来，能够帮助他改变命运。
So whether or not the writer of this letter truly believed in a God or not, he still hoped that such a God would exist.
不管你信不信神，你也很希望有位神能够帮助像吉峰这样无望无助的人，能够改变他们的命运。
So.I hope that you have the same thought, that whether or not you believe in God, that you have that hope in your heart, that somewhere out there, somebody can change your destiny.
在2000多年以前，高高在上的神曾经蹲下来，要帮助所有无望无助的人改变命运。
2000 years ago, the great God who is on, the great sovereign God on high,was willing to stoop down and help all of those who were without help and without hope to change their destinies.
这就是圣诞节的意义，神蹲下来帮助无助无望的人改变命运。
And so that is the true spirit of Christmas. God stooping down to help those who had no help or hope.
对于像吉峰这样无望无助的人，可能你心里有很多同情，但是你绝对不会把自己列在他们中间，说自己是一个无望无助的人。
So perhaps you might be sympathetic to someone like this farmer, but you might not consider yourself a helpless, hopeless person.
毕竟你已经猛龙过江来到了美国，你已经摆脱了成为中华鳖精的命运。
And so, because you've come to the United States, you've left that whatever situation you had in the past.
你可能会说，我只是有些暂时没有实现的梦想，我的人生还很安稳，有一天我会实现辉煌。
And so you say, well, you know, even if some of the dreams I have not been fulfilled yet, I'm already in a situation where someday I'll make it big.
但事实是这样的吗？圣经里说，我们每一个人都是一个无助无望的人。
But is that really the case? The Bible tells us that all of us are actually in a very desperate situation.
也就是说，你也是一个无助无望的人。
So in other words, you too are also one without hope or help.
刚才读过，我们现在翻到诗篇的113篇，我们读一下经文。
So let us look up once again upon Psalm 113.
你们要赞美耶和华，耶和华的仆人呐、啊，你们要赞美，赞美耶和华的名。
Praise the Lord, praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远。
Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore.
从日出之地到日落之初，耶和华的名是应当赞美的。
From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
耶和华超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。
The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens.
谁像耶和华我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处。
Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high?
他却自己谦卑，观看天上地下的事。
Who stoops down to look upon the heavens and the earth.
他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap.
使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同坐。
He seats them with princes, with the princes of their people.
他使不能生育的妇人安居家中，成为多子的乐母。你们要赞美耶和华。
He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord.
在这段诗篇的七到九节里面提到两种人，他们是无助无望的人，一种是穷人，一种是不能生育的妇人。
And so these verses, they discuss two kinds of people who are without help or hope, the needy and the barren women.
在当时的社会没有什么流动性，在当时的京东社会，穷人由于社会流动性差，不能够翻身，是无助无望的人。
And so, because in those days, if you were poor, you were poor for life. There wasn't a lot of chance for you to leave that kind of situation.
那妇女呢？她的地位要依附于自己的丈夫和孩子，所以也是无助无望的人。
And the only value a woman had was the man she married and the children she bore. And so if she did not have either of those, she was also hopeless and helpless.
可是在现代社会，你说美国相对公平，是一个相信天道酬勤的社会，似乎只要你努力，你就能够改变自己的命运。
And here now we're living in a place that believes in equality for all, that everyone has a chance to succeed if they're willing to apply themselves.
可是你再努力也不能救活一个死人。
But no matter how hard you try, you can't save someone who's already dead.
新约以弗所书告诉我们，我们死在过犯之中。
The book of Ephesians tells us that we have actually died in our sins.
这里当然讲的死是灵性的死亡，因为我们违背神，与神隔绝，所以我们灵性死亡了。
Of course, this death is talking about the spiritual death, the separation between ourselves and God because of our sins.
一个生在罪中的人，他不承认神，不荣耀神，不感谢神，在灵性上是死的。
A person who is born in sin, he does not believe in God, he does not acknowledge God, he does not give glory to God. And so he is eternally separated from God.
他生在罪中，活在罪中，有一天要死在罪中，但是死并不是一了百了。
He is born in sin, he lives in sin, and one day he will die in sin, but that will not be the end of it.
因为他死后要接受神公义的审判。承受硫磺和火狐的惩罚。
Because when after his death he must face the just judgment of God and face eternal fire.
在纽约的救赎主长老会有一个著名的牧师 Tim Keller， 他经常会被问到这样的问题。
And so there was a famous pastor of a New York Presbyterian church. He often was asked this question.
牧师，地狱的烈火是真的吗
？They would ask him.Pastor, is hell really full of fire?
他会这样回答，那烈火呢，可能只不过是一个比喻，可是事实上，地狱要比烈火还要可怕。
And so he says, well, that fire may just be a symbolic, but hell certainly is even more frightening than the fiercest fire.
你知道在美国处死一个 死囚的时候，从囚室到刑场这段距离被称为死亡线。
And so that the last walk a man makes when he has been when he has been given the death sentence, that is I'm sorry, what's that called in English? You know, when a man is walking into to be executed, he is called a dead man walking.
当死囚走上刑场的时候，狱卒会说一声“死囚上路了”，那英文就更加直观 ，“Dead man walking”。
And so he would be announced as such when he walks into the execution chamber.
你承认吗？我们每个人，当我们出生的时候，已经走在死亡线上了。
Are you willing to admit that you yourself, from the moment you are born, you are also a dead man walking?
我们每个人一生下来。就被已经宣告死囚上路了。
That from the moment we are born, we are destined for execution.
所以问题的关键不在乎你会不会死，或者是你的死亡线有多长。
And so the question is not whether or not you'll die or how long that walk is.
而在于你在这个死亡线走过的时候，你有没有跟神建立一个关系，然后让你必死的生命又活过来。
But whether in your life have you built that relationship with God that can turn your life around from death into life?
应许就在这里。新约圣经以弗所书清楚地告诉我们，当我们死在过犯罪孽中的时候，神便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
The book of Ephesians clearly tells us that when we had been dead in our transgressions, God linked our life with Christ so that we could live in Him.
他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And he calls us to live with Christ and to sit in heaven with him.
这里对应的就是刚才讲过的，神从灰尘和粪堆中提拔穷巴人和贫寒人，使他们与王子同坐。
And so that is what the Bible had promised us in the Psalms, that he lifts up the needy and the poor, and he seats them with the princes of his people.
当耶稣从死里复活的时候，这个应许向所有人都打开了。
And so when Jesus Christ came back from the dead, the doors of promise were open for all.
只要你愿意，你的生命就会发生这样一个奇妙的改变。每个人在相信福音的时候，生命都会发生这样一个改变。
And so if we are willing to receive such a promise, then our lives can have that sort of change.
当你看到刚才有人受洗归入基督。
We just witnessed some people baptizing into the name of Jesus.
可能他们信主的时间还不长。
Maybe they just believed for a short while.
他们生命的改变没有那么明显。
Maybe their lives haven't changed very much for you to see it yet.
好像几个出熟的果子。
Just like some fruit that had just ripened.
但是出熟的果子是预示着全面的丰收，有一天你会看到他生命完全的改变，完全的得荣耀。
But the first fruits are pointing to an even greater harvest in the future. One day you will see their lives be completely transformed and completely glorified.
你可能会说，我现在的生命还很稳妥，我不想跟神掺和。
And so maybe you think, well, my life is fine the way it is. I don't need God meddling in it.
当时泰坦尼克号被建造的时候有16个水密隔舱。据说如果两个入水的话，那继续可以行驶。如果即便是四个入水的话，继续可以保持漂浮。
I'm sorry, what?
Titanic.
Oh, okay. So, when the Titanic had been sunk, they went back and they studied what had happened, and they actually had compartments to hold water that if only some of them had been flooded, then the Titanic could have been saved.
那在两年前有一部电影叫《2012》，讲的是世界末日。很多人逃离不同的地方，去到中国的青藏高原，他们肯定要飞过去。当时有人驾驶了一部巨型的客机，有6个引擎。
And a couple of years back, there was a disaster movie called 2012, and that during there was a scene where they were trying to fly a very large plane over the Himalayas.
飞机他们说，即便是有一个引擎熄火的话，那么还能继续飞行。
And so the plane was designed such that even if one of the engines lost power, it could still continue.
那这个飞机后来两个引擎熄火，被迫要降落。
But unfortunately for them, both engines went out and they were forced to land.
不要觉得自己平安稳妥。
So don't think that you're safe.
你不知道自己的生命线何时会走向一个尽头。
You will never know when your life will come to an end.
今年六月的时候，苹果的创始人乔布斯去世了。那中国的地产巨头 SOHO 现代城的老板潘石屹呢，在微博上发了这样一个信息说，如果苹果的董事会马上做一个决定，那生产1000元以下一部的 iPhone 或 iPad 的时候，那很多人都会纪念他们。这就是对乔布斯最好的纪念。
And so when Steve Jobs passed away this year, the new CEO came up and he sent out an email suggesting that let's mass produce some very, very cheap iPhones and iPads so that more people can use Apple products as a way to remember Steve Jobs.
那此微博一发出来呢，很引起很多网友的不满。有的网友就说，潘总哪天要去世了，也请贵公司能够推出1000平米以下的房子吧，那时候全国十几人都会纪念你。
And so, because of this, when the news of this came out, a lot of the, it became very controversial. So, some wise guy, he answered back, well, if you, sir, pass away, why don't you mass produce some really cheap housing so that all, you know, for all of us to live in?
我们知道，不管是苹果公司还是现代城，都不愿意付出这样的代价。
And so we know that for somebody to give something a value away for free is something that most people are not willing to do.
因此他们也不值得人们去纪念。
And so they're not worth remembering.
但是2000年来你知道吗，历世历代亿亿万万的人每年都纪念耶稣的降生。
But for 2000 years, millions and billions of people have remembered the birth of one person.
因为神蹲下来付上了巨大的代价。
Because God was willing to stoop down and give the ultimate price.
第六节说神自己谦卑，谦卑的原文就是蹲下来。
And so again, God was willing to stoop down, as it says in the Psalms.
蹲下来要从尘土中和粪堆中把我们每个人高举。
He would lift us up out of poverty, out of the ashes.
这里神从粪堆中把人高举的这个比喻呢，不是背景，不是创世纪的第二章说从神从泥土中造人，或者是诗篇第八章神从用泥土造人赐给他尊贵的地位。
So this, the ashes here are not referring to the Genesis account where, you know, God created man out of the dust of the ground.
若是这样的话，道成肉身也不过是一个微服私访罢了。
Because if that were the case, then God incarnating on the earth is just basically the equivalent of him of a cop going plain's clothes.
诗篇的113篇，它的背景是在大家熟悉的出埃及记。
But the true what it's referring to is actually the Exodus account.
诗篇113到118被称为埃及的赞美诗。
Psalms 113 through 118 are referred to as the Egyptian Hallels.
那以色列人每年都要通过过逾越节来纪念神从埃及中把他们解救出来。
Every year during Passover, the Jewish people celebrate God saving them out of Egypt.
神救他们脱离压制和奴役。
Celebrating how God had saved them from the bondage of slavery and oppression.
每年逾越节的时候，以色列人都会唱这首诗歌，诗篇113。
And so every Passover, these psalms are sung.
我们知道神借摩西的手施行拯救，救以色列人出埃及的时候，最后一灾是要击杀埃及一切投生的，不管是人和牲畜。
And so when God was saving the people out of Egypt, the last plague was the plague of the firstborn, whether that be human or animal, they would all be struck down.
灭命的天使行在埃及地上，击杀所有的长子。
And so the angel of destruction came down to Egypt and killed all of the firstborn sons.
但是以色列人他们借着逾越节被杀羔羊的血，将血涂在门楣和门框上的时候，那灭命的天使就越过他们，不击杀他们的长子。
But because the Israelites had obeyed God's command and put the blood of the lamb on the door, when the angel came and they saw the blood, they would pass over that house.
我们知道耶稣基督就是那逾越节所代表的完美的祭物。
And we know that the Passover lamb points to Jesus Christ, the perfect offering.
他的血能够遮盖所有人的罪，并且使他们免受神的刑罚和审判。
His blood can cover all sins and save people from the judgment of God.
我们说圣诞节神蹲下来，神降杯，这里并不是说他出生在一个马槽里，他取了人的身体。
And so the humbling of God is not just his birth in a manger in a human form.
四福音书中最大的篇幅不是用来描述耶稣的降生。
Most of the New Testament is not spends most time talking not about Jesus' birth.
甚至不是耶稣基督的生平。
Nor his life.
除了他十二岁的时候有一次记载之外，在十二岁之前没有什么记载。那十二岁到三十岁之间也没有什么记载。
And so, other than one incident when he was 12 years old, the Bible doesn't really say a lot about what he did or how he lived.
那四福音书用 20% 到 30% 的比例来描述耶稣基督的受难。
But all four Gospels take about 20 to 30% of its content to discuss Jesus' suffering on the cross.
也就是说，耶稣基督的出生就是为了受死。所以他这样来定义自己的使命，人子来是要舍命做多人的赎价。
That Jesus' purpose for being born was to suffer and die. He himself said many times.
刚才在诗篇113中我们读到，他是从尘土和粪堆里边来提拔穷乏人和贫寒人。这里的尘土、灰尘和粪堆不是指一种卑微的地位和一种不可改变的命运。
So the dust and the ash heap discussed in the Psalms here is not just about, you know, a person's economic situation.
在旧约当中，尘土和粪堆最重要的代表意义是审判。
But what dust and ashes represent are the judgment of God.
耶利米哀歌第四章五到六节这样说道：素来吃美好食物的，现今在街上变为孤寒；素来卧朱红褥子的，现今躺卧粪堆，都因我众民的罪孽比索多玛的罪还大。
Such as, for example, the Book of Lamentations, chapter four, verse five through six. Those who once ate delicacies are destitute in the streets. Those nurtured in purple now lie in ash heaps.The punishment of my people is greater than that of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment without a hand turned to help her.
那在希腊文中，灰尘和粪堆的这个词 Gehenna 来自于当时亚拉梅的音译 Gehenna.
And so, in those days, the ash heap was called Gehenna. It was from the old Aramaic.
好，在耶稣那个时代，它是指。耶路撒冷城门外的垃圾堆，那里一直焚烧着垃圾，那里的火是不灭的。
And the reason why it was called Gehenna was because that was an area referred to just outside of Jerusalem, where they would burn the city's garbage, and so the fires would always be lit.
你知道，在耶稣的教导里边 ，Gehenna 被用来指烈火的刑罚，那里是虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
And so Jesus used Gehenna as to represent the judgment, and because he says there the fire is not extinguished, nor does the worm die.
我们有理由推断，这个粪堆和灰尘跟启示录里面讲的硫磺和火湖是一回事。
And we have reason to believe that Gehenna refers to the same thing as the lake of fire discussed in the book of Revelations.
那你可能会说，耶稣基督的救赎跟粪堆有什么关系？
And so you might ask, well, what does Jesus' salvation have to do with this ash heap?
希伯来书十三章十一到十三节这样说道：原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪的祭，牲畜的身子被烧在营外，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。这样，我们也当救了他去忍受他所受的凌辱。
So Hebrews chapter 13 verses 11 through 13. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore.
在耶稣基督被钉十字架承受的是终极的粪堆，也就是地狱的刑罚。
Because the punishment Jesus bore on our behalf was the ultimate suffering, that of hell.
他不仅忍受了身体的折磨，被钉十字架。
He not only suffered in the body the cruel punishment of the cross.
圣洁的神，他要背负全人类的罪孽。
But the Most Holy God had to bear all of the sins of mankind.
就是有一刻。
For a single moment.
父怀里的独生子。
The Son who had always been in the arms of the Father.
是与天父隔绝。
Was separated from the Father.
因为他背负了全人类的罪孽。
Because he bore all of the sins of mankind.
身体上、灵魂上、地狱的折磨、终极的愤怒。
He suffered in both body and spirit the sufferings of hell.
既然神为了改变无助妄你要被定罪遭天谴的命运，他蹲下来付出了这么大的代价，那么你要怎么做呢？
And so God, to save the destinies of those who had been helpless and hopeless, was willing to stoop down and give such a great price. How are we to respond to that?
我以前在广州工作的时候，发现他们有这样一个习惯，别人跟你倒茶的时候，有人就用手来敲桌子，我不明白是怎么回事。有一天，他们跟我解释。
So, when I was in, Guangzhou, I noticed that people had a habit of knocking on the table when they offered tea to people. And so I asked them, well, why would you do that? So they explained it to me.
说这源自以前皇帝微服私访，要穿着便装，为了装得更像一点，有时候皇帝要向他的侍从给他侍从倒茶。
And so they said, well, you know, sometimes the emperor liked to go out and pretend to be a servant. And so when he was pretending to, he would have to serve his own servants tea.
那这个侍从的官职再大，如果皇帝给他倒茶，他要怎么做？他要跪下来。
And so, you know, no matter how great the official would be, if the emperor himself served him tea, of course his natural response would be to bow down to him.
但他又不能当着众人的面跪下来，那样就暴露身份了。
But if he did that, then of course, then everybody would know that this man pouring tea would be the emperor.
于是他们就用手指下拜叩头，说皇帝谢谢你，谢谢你。
And so they use their fingers to knock on the table as a representation of them bowing.
神蹲下来，
God,
用耶稣基督的降杯来改变你不能改变的命运。
God himself stooped down to change the destiny that you no one else could change.
所以你要敬拜他。
So you must worship him.
在这首诗篇的开始的前三节和最后是以赞美的呼召来开始和结束的。
The Psalms open and close with praises to God.
开篇提到你们要赞美耶和华。
So you are to praise the Lord.
耶和华的仆人呢，你们要赞美赞美耶和华的名。
Praise the name of the Lord, you servants of God.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远。
His name is to be praised from now to eternity.
从日出之地直到日落之处，耶和华的名是应当赞美的。你们要赞美耶和华。
From the place where the sun rises to where it sets, you are to the name of the Lord is to be praised. You are to praise the name of the Lord.
敬拜不只是周日唱诗。
Worship is not just singing hymns on Sunday.
你知道敬拜的第一步是什么吗？
You know what the first step of worship is?
敬拜的第一步是认罪。
The first step of worship is to admit your sins.
认罪这个希腊文的意思是说一样的事。
And so, what does that mean? It means to say the same thing.
在约翰一书里面这样说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必赦免我们的罪。神说我们每个人有罪。
And so, the Bible promises us that if we admit our sins,God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins.
如果我们不认自己的罪，便是以神为说谎的。
So if we do not admit that we are sinners, then we're effectively calling God a liar.
你知道吗？在新约圣经的罗马书，它告诉我们，如果你明明知道有神，却不承认他，也不把他当作神来荣耀他、感谢他的时候，你就是在犯罪。
The Book of Romans very clearly tells us.That if knowing that there is a God, you neither believe in Him nor glorifying Him, then you are already in sin.
我现在住在牧师家。
Right now, I'm living in Pastor Chen's house.
是牧师一家的主人。
And his wife is the head of the household.
如果我从住进去那天，我不承认他存在的话，我不理他，不帮他做任何事情，这对他是多大的冒犯呢？
So if you know, in living in their house, I don't acknowledge them and I don't talk to them and I completely ignore them.How great of an insult is that?
你在世上这么久，如果你从来没有承认过神的存在， 这对神是多大的冒犯。
And so you, living your whole life in the world, in this world, if you're not willing to admit God even exists, how great of an offense is that?
那当然，你跟神的关系不只是承认他的存在。
And of course, the relationship with God doesn't just stop at acknowledging His existence.
因为魔鬼也信神。
Because even the devil believes that.
你要荣耀他，感谢他。
You are to glorify Him and thank Him.
把他当成是生命的主宰。
And have Him be the Lord of your life.
如果你现在还没有接受耶稣基督。
If you have not yet received Jesus Christ.
你第一步做的是要认罪。
The first step is to admit your sin.
刚才你在这里跟我们一起唱诗歌。
You were just singing these hymns with us.
但是如果你没有接受耶稣基督跟他建立一个关系跟神建立关系的话 你的敬拜算不上敬你的唱诗算不上敬拜
But if you have not yet known Jesus and established a relationship with him then that doesn't really count as worship
圣经告诉我们不信的人神的震怒常常在他的身上
The Bible tells us that those who don't believe in God the fury of God is constantly upon him
认罪是说神和圣经里边所说的事是罪
And so to confess your sins is to admit that yes, the Bible said is true about me, that I am a sinner.
所以不是以卡路里来衡量的。
Sin cannot be measured in calories.
你可能要节食要健身你觉得我今天吃多了一点点、哦、我觉得很负罪感我罪疚的感觉。
So, you know, maybe those of you who are dieting, you might be counting calories right now thinking, well, I ate a little bit too much today and I feel bad about that.
那认罪也不是说这个社会说什么是罪就是什么是罪什么不是罪什么就不是罪。
And sin is also not looking at what the world calls sin.
当然现在很多人认为同性恋不是罪按照圣经来讲。
And so, you know, the way the world is right now, maybe the society may not admit certain things such as homosexuality to be sin.
当然同性恋虽然破坏力很大不过它并不比别的罪更坏。
And so, you know, maybe it may or may not be harmful to society, but it's no worse than any of the other things that people do.
你的罪再大，在耶稣基督里都能被赦免。
Now, no matter how great your sins are, they can be forgiven in Jesus Christ.
你的罪再小，都能导致你的灭亡，如果你不认罪的话。
But on the other hand, no, even if the most seemingly insignificant of sins could lead you to destruction if you do not confess them.
你承认自己得罪神了吗？
Have you admitted that you have offended God?
圣经说什么是罪，什么就是罪。
The Bible calls sin is sin.
后面我讲一下认罪是怎么回事。认罪要第一要明白的是，认罪是承认自己有罪，而不是替别人认罪。
And confession of sin is to admit your own sins. You don't need to confess for anybody else.
我们中国大部分人都是从中国来的。我们中国人自古就有其身之家，修身齐之。要我们中国人自古就有齐家治国平天下的胸怀。
And so, you know, those of us who are Chinese, we know that saying, you know, start with your own household. Once you get your household right, then you can rule a nation, and then you can take over the world.
我们很多人在没有信主的时候会觉得那个人很需要耶稣基督，那样的话大家会很开心很多。
And so, you know, well, sometimes we'll look at other people and think, you know, if that person could become a Christian, then the world would be a much better place.
中国很多人也会说，中国社会需要福音，那样的话就不会有那么多的不公义了。
And so some people might say, well, but yeah, China does need the gospel, because then China's society could be a lot better.
但是很多时候他们不愿意承认自己的罪。
But many times they're not willing to admit their own needs.
大概100多年以前，有一个著名的翻译学家叫做严复。
So about 100 years ago, there was a famous translator.
他翻译了很多重要的著作来唤醒国人立法图强。
So he translated a lot of documents, hoping that the Chinese people would be able to become a better people.
物种起源、天远论、论法的精神，这些东西都是他翻译的。
So he translated many great philosophical works.
他每天一早起来，用信达雅的原则去翻译这些著名的著作，到了晚上呢，却吸食鸦片。在床上吞云吐雾书笑呵欠。
And so, you know, in the mornings he would get up and he would very faithfully translate all of these great religious and philosophical works. And then in the afternoon, he would just lie in his bed and smoke,
opium.
Smoke opium.
他自己过着这样堕落的生活却唤醒国人来救国图王。
So in living, he lived such a decadent life, and yet he was hoping that the people around him could improve their own lives.
认罪的第二点。
Second，
认罪是承认自己在罪中的责任，而不是埋怨别人和社会。
Confessing your sins means admitting your own responsibilities and not trying to push that onto society or somebody else.
1995年的时候，有一部著名的影片叫做《死囚上路》（Dead Man Walking）。
And so, 1995, there was a very famous movie called Dead Man Walking.
这个电影呢是根据一本非虚构的书籍改编，它获得了包括奥斯卡在内的多个奖项和奖项的提名。
This was a movie adapted from a non-fiction book by the same name, and it won a lot of Oscars.
主人公马太·彭斯列由于跟同伙强奸一个女孩，并且杀死了女孩和她的男友，被判死刑，缓期六年执行。
And so the protagonist of the movie was accused of rape and murder, and as a result, he was sentenced to death. And this sentence was to be carried out in 6 years.
他的同伙呢，由于有钱，请了一个很好的律师，就把主要的罪名推到他身上，自己只成了从犯，所以他只判了无期徒刑。
And so the other person, because he had more money, he got a lawyer, and they used.Legal methods to push all the responsibility on the protagonist, so that the other person only got a life sentence.
那为了摆脱死刑呢，他只得自己去钻研法律，甚至他求助于一个乐于助人的天主教修女的海伦的帮助，希望他能够在外边替他走动，替他去打官司请律师。
And so the protagonist, hoping that he himself can also escape the same fate, began studying the law, and he met up with a Catholic nun named Helen in hopes that she could help him get the word out about himself.
最后这个修女竟然去探访他，并且答应帮助他。
And so this nun went to visit him and to agree to help him.
从一开始，马太就一直在埋怨别人的问题。
And so from the very beginning of the movie, the protagonist was always complaining about other people, about how he had a rough lot in life.
知道吗？如果是不是贫民窟里长大的，谁会在死刑监里呢？
And so, he says, well, it's because I was poor and because I was from a bad neighborhood.
那他甚至是埋怨法律制度和政府，甚至是埋怨为什么那对恋人那天让他撞上了，引发他去强奸他，进行强奸那个女孩，并杀死他们两个。
And so he then also complained about the justice system, and he even blamed the victim. How of all the people I run into that day, how come it had to be her?
他从来没有觉得自己对那两个人的伤害和对那受害者的家属的伤害。
He never once considered the harm he did to the victim or to the victim's family.
他甚至说，在我死之前，你弄一个测谎仪来证明我是清白的，好不好？
And so he was always trying to prove his innocence.
当然，结果大家都能猜到，他没有通过。
And so, but the facts of the case were what they were, and so he could not have that overturned.
认罪第三点。
The third point of confession.
认罪就是要放弃自己的罪中之乐，去过新的生活。
True confession is to give up any kind of pleasure you gain in sin and to live a life of holiness.
在初代教会有一个著名的教会领袖叫做奥古斯丁。
And so we know that in the early church there was a great man called Augustine.
在他接受耶稣基督以前，他有过很多罪里的挣扎。
So before he became a Christian, he had a lot of struggles in his walk.
他和一个女人同居，没有结婚，同居了很多年。他想摆脱这个问题，但是他又下不了决心，他享受最终之乐。
So he was living with a woman he was not married with, and so because of this he had a great struggle, because even though he knew it was wrong, he did not want to give up that kind of pleasure.
有一天他向神这样祷告。
So one day he prayed to God.
主啊，你赐给我纯洁吧，但是不要现在。
And so he prayed to God, Lord, give me chastity, but not yet.
有什么罪你现在不愿意承认吗？你享受最终之乐。
Is there some sin right now that you're not willing to give up because you enjoy it?
如果你没有认你的罪的话，你就是以身为说谎的，你不能敬拜神。
If you are in that state, then you are making God out to be a liar, and you have no right to worship God.
即便现在你声称接受耶稣基督，如果你现在有什么罪与神隔阂的话，你也不能守节心清的来敬拜神。
Even if you claim yourself to be a Christian, if you have any unconfessed sin in your life, then you cannot come before God with a clean heart.
关于认罪的最后一点。
the final point of confession.
认罪就是要放弃所有自我救赎的努力，单单信靠耶稣基督的作为。
Confessing your sins means to give up any kind of work you can make towards your own salvation and to rely on God's salvation alone.
刚才说过的那个电影《死囚上路》还有另外一个翻译。
And because the Dead Man Walking, there was a second title for that movie.
叫飞越死亡线。
To cross the line of life and death.
可能作者和译者他们想表达这样一个想法，也就是说作者通过自己最后的认罪和忏悔得到了救赎。
Maybe that, you know, the person translating this movie was hoping that the protagonist, in admitting his wrongdoing and seeking forgiveness, that he could overcome his problems.
其中有几个谈到信仰和圣经的细节，其中一个是这样说的，修女问马太，你有没有读过圣经？他说我读过。
And so, you know, in the movie there's a scene like this, that the nun went to visit the man in jail and he asked him,Well, so have you ever read the Bible? And so he responded, Well, yeah, I have.
我知道耶稣为所有人的罪死在十字架上，只要你信他，你就能够上天堂了。
And so he says, Well, yeah, you know, I read how in the Bible, you know, Jesus died for your sins, and if you believe him, then you can go to heaven.
修女说，信耶稣不是上天堂的免费票，你还要参与。
The nun answered,Well, believing in Jesus is not a free ticket to heaven, but you have to participate in it.
言外之意就是说，马太可以通过忏悔来赎罪。那像通过向神、向受难者的家属来忏悔来赎罪。
And so it was her hope that he could somehow reduce the burden of his sin by confessing and seeking forgiveness.
那直到这个电影的结尾的时候。其中一个受害者的父亲，也就是一个也同样也是一个天主教徒，来到这个罪犯的葬礼，他自己都不知道自己为什么要来。
And so at the end of the movie, the protagonist ended up still being executed, and so the father of one of the victims showed up at his funeral, and so this father did not know why he showed up.
他对修女说：“我现在心里还有很多的仇恨，可能我的信心不够吧。”
And so he says.Even now, there's still a lot of hatred in my heart. Maybe my faith is not enough.
修女回答说，不是信心那么简单，还要我们的努力。
And so it says, it's not just a matter of faith, but we have to work at it.
我们得救是本乎恩，那么昂贵的恩典，神蹲下来让自己的儿子承受了地狱终极的粪堆，你还需要做什么？
But we are saved by grace, that the Almighty God...himself stooped down to give such a price to lift us out of the ash heap. What else could we do to add to that?
那敬拜的第一步是认罪，那敬拜的第二步是什么呢？
And so, if the first step of worship is confession, what is the second?
敬拜就是要以基督为你生命的中心。
But, and that worship is to make Jesus Christ the center of your life.
以基督为中心就是要做到不以物喜，不以己悲。
And that means that you are no longer seeking pleasure after your own wants or needs.
范仲淹老先生说的这个不以物喜，不以己悲的情怀，我们只能羡慕，但是又有多少人能达到？
And so, you know, that kind of saintly life, how many of us could really accomplish that? No, even if we may admire it.
在雅各书的一章九到十一节，这样讲到：卑微的弟兄升高就该喜乐，富足的弟兄降卑。也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花。太阳出来，热风刮起，草必枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人，在他所行的事上，也要这样衰残。
So the book of James, chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, it says this, The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wildflower.For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business.
我明白卑微的弟兄升高为什么要喜乐。
So we know that a poor man being lifted up should indeed rejoice. We can understand that.
我们上周五的话剧我们演到李文武找到工作了，西门了公司的工作。
So, you know, we heard a brother who got a really good job.
好，庆祝一下。
So we celebrate with him.
那是当他失去工作的时候。
So what happens when he loses that job?
李文武庆祝一下。
So Are we able to have that, be able to celebrate that?
这叫幸灾乐祸。
So that's called Schadenfreude.
为什么要庆祝呢？
So why are we celebrating?
庆祝的不是你的降杯，而是说耶稣已经让你一同与他复活，一同坐在天上，你在那个地位是不会改变的，不会动摇的，所以你要庆祝。
What we're celebrating is that Jesus Christ has already ensured your position in heaven, and that will never be shaken, no matter what your circumstances are. That is what we're celebrating.
如果你被抢劫了，你所有东西都被抢走，但是你钱包里面只有20块钱。
So let's say you were robbed, and all you have to your name is 20 bucks.
你的钻戒没有被抢走，你会啊、哦，谢谢谢谢谢谢。
But you still have one diamond ring that you have left in your possession. Wouldn't you rejoice because of that?
既然你在基督里的地位永远不会改变，那么你要做什么
？So if your position in Jesus Christ is something that can never be changed, then what are you to do?
神降卑为你付了这么大代价，所以你要大度的去奉献。
So God.Humbled himself and he gave of so much to you. So what can you give in return?
两周前我们教会的年度财务会议要通过会员来通过投票来通过。
And so last week we were passing the yearly budget plan and we were going to vote on all of that.
那当时一个主要的议题是我们要不要
So one of the things we were discussing was,Well, should we try to support more preachers of the word, more evangelists, more missionaries?
那我们教会已经支持了60多个宣教士了。
Because at the time we were already supporting about 60 missionaries.
当时有两个理由说我不要增加宣教士。
And so at that time we gave two reasons to not expand our budget.
第一个是我们已经支持那么多了，我们的建堂基金还没有还清。
And so we said, well, we're already supporting so many, and we have our own debts to cover.
现在经济不好，我们要先管好自己再说。
So right now with the economy the way it is, we should put our own house in order first.
另外一个反对的意见是，那我们既然我们教会已经有了一个当地传福音的施工，我们已经花很多钱在里边，我们的鼓励会员每周三的晚上，至少每月一次去做福音性的探访工作。
And, you know, we already have a very expansive local evangelical movement where we encourage all the brothers and sisters to preach the gospel in their own communities once a month.
为什么还要支持宣教士呢?
So why do we need to put more money into missionaries?
大家由于经济不好,很多人没有工作,他们很受挫。
So many people are out of jobs, and they're very down about that.
但是有人在这样的境况下，他们加倍的奉献，加倍的实际，乃至我们的预算，乃至我们的奉献超过了平时的两倍。
But even in those circumstances, somebody was touched to give so much more out of their pockets that our what we received was twice what we expected.
关于敬拜最后一点，我要说的是
，The last point of worship.
敬拜就是要以耶稣基督为你的抱负，为你的志向，为你的梦想。
To worship is to make Jesus Christ or to be your dreams, your purpose, your future.
保罗在腓立比书第三章，他这样来表达自己的胸怀：只先前与我有益的，我今因信耶稣基督都当作有损的；不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. And 8 says, But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What's more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
很多人不愿意承认自己拜偶像。
Many of us are not willing to admit that we actually are idol worshippers.
我去的是教会，我不是印度那个庙，或者是另外一个什么东西。
I'm a Christian, I go to church. It's not like I bow in front of a statue or anything.
我有很多问题，但是呢，还都可以。
And I might have some problems in my life, but otherwise I'm pretty okay.
我追求的东西都是合理合法的东西啊。
And all the things I seek after are legal and reasonable.
什么叫做拜偶像?
But what is idolatry?
丹麦著名的神学家、哲学家齐果克他有这样一个说法。
The famous philosopher Kierkegaard said this.
拜偶像就是把好的事情当成是终极的事情。
Idolatry is making the good thing the ultimate thing.
有什么东西 你损失以后你就觉得人生没有意义了吗？
Is there anything right now that you feel like you could live with, you couldn't live without?
当夜深人静的时候，当你一个人在思想的时候，你心里所默想的是什么？
When you're alone, what do you think about?
那就是你的偶像。
That is your idol.
2000多年以前，神蹲下来帮助所有无助无望的人，就是所有的罪人，包括你和我，来实现改变我的命运。
2000 years ago, God stooped down to lift up the lowly and the helpless, that includes sinners like you and me, and completely changed our destiny.
为了改变你我的命运，他让自己的儿子承受了终极的粪堆，也就是地狱。
And in order to change that destiny, he allowed his only son to suffer in the fires of hell.
所以你要怎么做？
So what will you do?
敬拜他。
Worship him.
认罪。
Confess your sins.
以基督为生命的中心。
Let the Lord be the Lord of your life.
以基督为你的抱负。
Let Christ be your goals and dreams.
愿神的恩惠帮助我们明白他的恩惠是多等的，何等的昂贵。
Let us be able, may God bless us and let us understand how truly rich we are, how blessed we are in God.